even have to go to the doctor, get them away. And a boil is just a more of a bruise that would cause, from maybe a lick or a hit something.
You have pus in it,
but
you
could have.
Yeah, you could open it. Yeah.
Have pus in it, but still it wouldn't be like a ride. And I would think there's a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, say you get shot in the arm or you fall and hurt yourself, then that would make a what?
Well, that would be a wound.
That's what I want. And around a wound, sometimes the skin around it gets real red. And
get infected.
Yeah, kind of. What do you call that skin that around right around it that's so red and feverish?
Well, it's got fever in that arm.
Do you have a name for that? For that area right around it?
Well, no, ma'am. I would say it would have fever in that wound it was causing, which that red would show.
It caused by. That's what I would have said too. But some people call it proud flesh. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yes, I've heard of that. Proud flesh.
What is that?
Well, that's caused from a wound or a sore or something like that, that your flesh would, I don't know, it just kind of get rough and look bad around and turn reddish looking,
Then it caused panic and fever, crab flesh, and bruise. You caused the fever in it to make crab flesh constipated.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, what is that real bitter medicine that people took to cure malaria? Other things, too.
Well, there's different kinds, lady. I don't know.
Well,
now, of course, when we're all coming up, Mama would give us calomel. She'd dose it out herself. And I know you probably heard your mother speak of it.
Yeah, we used to have.
And then the next morning they'd give us a dose of castor oil, a dose of salt, whichever you wanted.
Well, I'm thinking of a medicine that's even more bitter than castor oil.
Black rose?
I don't think that's it.
Quinine?
That's it.
Quinine? Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah,
and what's the little red liquid, at least this is one way this word's used, that you put on a cut or something? It sort of stings. It's not mature from.
Stronger
than that.
Gosh, what is that? Sweet.
And they have it in salt sometimes to make sure you get enough of it. Yeah, the salt. Yeah, that's it.
What?
Say it again.
Iodine, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Well, if someone had a critical illness, then they might what? They might not get well, they would.
In critical condition?
Yeah. If they didn't get well, you'd say they what?
They died?
Yeah. Well, how else would you say that? Maybe, not to around people, who's somebody they love has just died. You might not say, well, I'm sorry he died. You might say something that would soften the,
the
feelings of that.
Well,
what else would you say?
I wish you would think that saying your dad was so sorry that passed away.
I've heard that. That's what I'd say to him.